I think in the past it's been a lot more difficult for kids to understand terms like transgender and gender identity, but today it's a lot easier because of people like Jazz Jennings telling their stories, so kids are more informed. Because people understand gender identity more and they're thinking about it more, they're able to identify their feelings as gender related, and now there's a lot more understanding of how gender is on a spectrum rather than binary, which makes it easier for kids who don't fit into that binary to talk about. Personally, it wasn't that hard for me to acknowledge that I wanted to live as a woman. I wanted to be my authentic self. I wanted to find out more about myself. I wanted other people to know the real me, but I can understand why some people would find it difficult. Personally, I didn't suffer bullying as such. I certainly had a hard time, particularly at school. And I did need counselling for that. It was quite hard to tell my family because they're such an important part of your lives and their opinions matter much more than perhaps your friends. But on the whole, I think society is a lot more accepting now and my friends are very supportive, for example. It's important for cisgender people, that means non-transgender, to remember that transgender rights are in essence, human rights. It's important for people to try to respect our deeply personal decisions because we live in an equal society.